Jim Willers. I'm from Beaver Creek, Minnesota. I'm a director on the United Soybean Board.
Jim, as we approach National Biodiesel Day on March 18th, let's begin by talking a little bit about the biodiesel industry and its importance to soybean growers like you.
Well, the biggest thing, soybean oil has always been in an abundant, almost too much supply for many years. And right now, 35% of all the domestically raised soybean oil goes into biodiesel, which is about, this year projected to be about 7.5 billion pounds of oil. So, without that, we'd have, our soybean prices would be down, and we'd have oil that the crushing plants wouldn't know what to do with.
And yet, with the federal tax credit for biodiesel a mandate in the renewable fuel standard, it seems like there are still some hurdles to overcome for biodiesel. Do you think that's fair? And if so, why is that?
Well, it doesn't seem fair. The petroleum industry has had tax breaks since about the beginning of the petroleum industry, and they're always grandfathered in. They never have to go to Congress every year for renewed tax credits, but the biofuel industry, especially biodiesel, always has. And that's really not fair, no.
Well, let's talk about the role that Minnesota has played in helping to grow the biodiesel industry. Certainly a strong presence in Minnesota, and Minnesota has been really out in front when it comes to renewable technology, don't you think?
Yes, we're going to start a B20 in Minnesota here on May 1st this year, and then thereafter it'll be on April 1st. But we started our biodiesel mandates in 2005 in Minnesota, so we've had biodiesel now for 13 years, which has basically jump-started the biodiesel industry in the United States. So, that's 13 years is a long time to work and improve the fuel and grow the industry, but it's still a very young industry.
As we get deeper into the state legislative session, any sense that there could be resistance to the B20 mandate, or do you expect it to go into law in May?
No, we've had a lot of political wrangling with Minnesota Soybean Grower Association side of life here. Have been doing a lot of lobbying, but the law is already intact, and it just, as long as nothing legislatively happens to it, in which we have heard there should not be. And Governor Dayton is very friendly to biofuels in general, so we feel that the B20 mandate is going to go into place without any issues, and we look forward to a pretty bright future.
Jim, I saw you out in Anaheim at Commodity Classic at the end of last month, and a very big announcement for the Minnesota soybean growers with the unveiling of the biodiesel truck by the Diesel Brothers. What was that experience like for you and others that are a part of the Minnesota soybean growers?
Well, yeah, that was exciting to see that our truck finally. They're a little bit behind schedule, but that was the actual truck, and we've had the Diesel Brothers from Utah up here at three different events now for us. The Commodity Classic was the third one. The other two were in Minnesota. So we thought about this, started about a year ago thinking what we're going to do to promote the coming of the B20 mandate in Minnesota. And we looked at a couple of different options, and we decided that we should order a truck from the Diesel Brothers. And that's turned out to be a very good thing, because now the Discovery Channel thinks so highly of all this project that we're probably going to get 1 to 2 TV shows episodes out of that. And it won't be at any cost at all to the soybean checkoff.
It seems like a no-brainer that farmers would want to use biodiesel for their farm equipment, but do you find that there are still folks involved in agriculture that maybe have heard some misinformation about biodiesel? They're a little bit leery of it, or are those misconceptions pretty much gone at this point?
Oh, it's hard to get rid of all misconceptions in the world. social media and a lot of misinformation goes around, but a lot of people think they're not using biodiesel, but the reality is biodiesel's in a when you figure out the numbers and the gallons that are being used, it's pretty much in 5% of most of the fuel in the United States. So many people are using it whether they think they are or not, which goes to show how the product is working like it's supposed to, because there's, if it's in your fuel and you don't have issues, then there's a reason. The product is a good product.
Jim, the last thing I want to ask you about is some uncertainty regarding the renewable fuel standard right now. And I understand that it has more to do with the ethanol side and RIN credits, things like that. But as far as biodiesel, and you look at the RFS significance, the overall uncertainty and some of the question marks with the Trump administration's approach to the RFS, how does the biodiesel sector view what's taking place with the RFS right now?
Well, I don't get it too much involved in the politics, but as a farmer, I know that the RFS is very important to all the biofuels. And as you say, it's basically the fight's over ethanol. It's not a fight over the biodiesel. But the problem is we're caught in the middle of the fight because of the RFS. So I'm hoping they come to some kind of agreement on their RIN problem. But yeah, because, you know, it's very important to the agriculture to have biofuels, and in a lot of corn and a lot of soybeans. Like I said, 35% of the domestic raised oil goes into biodiesel, and it's very important.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
Okay, the National Biodiesel Board and the biodiesel industry this winter has won a trade case against Argentina because they were dumping a lot of biodiesel into the United States and actually taking some of our tax credit money, which doesn't make too much sense, but by winning this trade case, we're probably going to increase the domestically produced volumes by about 500 million gallons, which would be a very good boost to the biodiesel industry. And also, it's important, like in California, they're going to buy, you know, in the next year or two, they're going to be using close to 1 billion gallons a year just because of the Clean Air Act and the Clean Air Standards, because biodiesel has 86% less, you know, greenhouse gases than petroleum diesel. You know, so it's very, you know, so biofuels are very good for reducing air pollution in this country.